What is happening right now is that a lot of investors are looking at Moab. And so there is a reactive and a proactive way of addressing what's happening.
Moab City Mayor Emily Niehaus. She spoke during the first local networking event aimed at connecting interested Utah investors to diverse and development-ready projects in Moab and Grand County.
We are in need of daycare, and we are in need of housing. Those are not needs that are development for development's sake.
Elected officials like Niehaus say they want development that will help diversify the economy, enhance locals' quality of life, and fill in any infrastructure gaps. Many of the proposed projects pitched at the recent networking social featured residential housing for locals and mixed-use development.
We are growing. We are struggling with our growth. We're also ambitious in the kind of growth that we would like to see as a community.
Grand County Councilmember Curtis Wells. Most of the county is now designated as a, quote, Opportunity Zone, one of 8,700 across the country. Opportunity zones provide tax incentives to attract long-term investment to areas with high poverty rates and low median incomes. These investment zones can be found across the state, from more rural areas like Grand and Southern San Juan County to more urban areas like parts of Salt Lake and Davis counties.
The opportunity zones are, you know, attracting investment into mixed-use developments that are going to provide more opportunities for people to host businesses and live. So it's just chicken soup for Moab.
With KZMU Moab for Utah Public Radio, I'm Molly Marcello.